Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. This week's episode is all about what we have been up to recently. We discuss conventions, tours, award shows, all the traveling we've been doing, our special little sing-along with Betty Who and Darren Chris, and the most recent times we have bit the booty. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Okay, so before we get into anything, you guys know us pretty well, but I want to get to know you guys. So, I have a little challenge for you, okay? This is brand new. If you go to psychobabblesurvey.com, you can enter all of the information about you. And this is a way for us to get to know what you want to hear, what you want to know about, and maybe some topics that we're going to talk about in the future. So if you want your voice to be heard, you have to do it right now. And I'm going to be talking about it until enough of you guys do it. So I say enough of you just do it this episode. Deal? Go to psychobabblesurvey.com and let me know who you are. If you're listening to this, if my voice is in your ears, you have to do it. Psychobabblesurvey.com.
I don't know how to bring us in. Speak.
I hate when you play this game.
Hi.
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 Match my match me where match where I am. Hi. Hi. Hi.
Was I doing it?
Yeah, kind of ish. I guess we
I've got that singing voice.
We're very Milli Vanilli. Mini Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli, we're lip syncers.
Oh, we should be more Milli Vanilli than us.
Are you Milli or Vanilli?
I am a little bit Vanilli, I've got to say.
We have a friend named Milli.
I know! Oh my God, what's she up to?
Shout outs to Milli.
Hey, Million Dollar Bills. That's what I call her.
What is up?
So, Corey.
Hi.
Hi. It's been a while since we did an episode just talking about what we've been up to.
Let's just shoot the shit.
I'd love to shoot. Would you? Okay, if you could shoot shit, what kind of gun would you use?
I thought you were going to say, what kind of shit would you shoot? And I was going to say, a bear.
A bear's shit, but what kind of gun?
Oh.
Or like a slingshot?
A triple barrel shotgun.
Oh,
it doesn't
God.
Exist. I just invented it.
Remember? Oh, you weren't there. Mamrie's birthday party where it was like shooting themed and there were like ninja stars and blow darts.
No,
and
no,
rifles.
No.
And I turned the corner and there was my mom with like a.
A big old gun. Were there blow dart guns?
Oh, yes. I have a Vine on it.
What?
If you go to vine.com/me.
I don't think that's it. I think
vine.co/Tyler Oakley. Anyway, I would shoot. I would use a slingshot.
I don't think I asked.
Okay. Well, I would use a slingshot or maybe a crossbow.
I love a good crossbow.
And I would maybe, oh, you know whose poop I would shoot?
Who's?
A big dinosaur's.
Oh, dino doo-doo.
The bigger, the less likely you're going to miss.
Yeah.
So that's my...
You want a big target.
A big turd get.
Ah! I see what you did there. Are we talking about poop?
Oh, we are, Corey.
Well...
Stay tuned. Let's do it for 30 minutes.
Talking about things
let's
that
try
stink.
To just, let's just talk about poop for 30 minutes.
No.
Come on.
You know I don't like bathroom humor.
I know, but here we are. We don't have to make it humor. We can have it be bathroom drama.
I've got something then. Talking about things that stink.
What, Corey?
Let's discuss your career.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You're welkianius.
Oh, my.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
You're welkianius.
Okay. Cool.
So what have you been up to when you weren't shooting the shit?
I have been...
Flying.
Bombing. Pee. I'm just trying to think of how else you could attack another bodily fluid.
You could bite it.
I've been biting the pee. Remember when we bit the booty?
I bite the booty.
Bite the booty.
I still say bite the booty to you all
when,
the time.
Yeah, when we see a hot guy, Corey goes, you want to bite the booty? When was the last time you bit a booty?
It's been a while.
Mm.
I have done it.
Oh? Oh, my
God. You heard it here first.
Am I going to say it? I'm going to say it. I recently bit a booty.
Like,
yep, much like that.
Did you leave your, like, incisor impressions?
I...
What's your favorite tooth?
Your dead one? Stop that. You know what? I did leave impressions. Where were we? Where did I bite that booty?
You left teeth marks. You sunk right in.
There I was in Miami.
Yes,
I bit a booty in Miami.
No.
Last weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, anyway.
Did you really?
What else have we been up to?
Well, you went to Miami, so let's start there.
No. Well, we went to Miami, but let's go back in time. We haven't talked about anything we've been up to in a while. So what's the furthest back we should go? We'll start at Playlist Live Tri-State. We went to Playlist Live Tri-State.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Secaucus.
What is Secaucus?
That's where it was.
Oh, my God. Well, we went to New Jersey.
It was beautiful.
It was stunning.
I did my statehood report in sixth grade on New Jersey. I was finally getting to live that report firsthand.
Yeah, what did you discover? What was true?
I think that's where who makes that cranberry juice?
The biggest ball of yarn.
No, who makes the cranberry juice?
The biggest cranberry juice.
You know who I'm talking about. Ocean Spray.
Oh my God, have you ever given the ocean your spray?
Like a cat? I hate when you laugh at your own dumb jokes.
No, I mean, like, have you ever peed in a pool?
Is that what you call the ocean spray?
I call that my ocean spray.
What if you had, like, a nice cologne called Ocean Spray by Tyler Oakley?
Okay.
But it was really just urine in a bottle.
Yep. I mean, that is what I would sell as cologne. I mean, it's one of those feral scents.
Yeah, that's not feral.
I don't know what feral means, really.
I think you were right. I was trying to say that's not fair.
You know when everyone tweets, I love my boyfriend's cologne, but they spell it C-O-L-O-N?
Colon.
Have you ever searched for that?
Yeah.
It's just people talking about their boyfriend's colon.
They don't know how to spell.
Do you know what a colon is?
If you know one thing about Twitter, it's that people don't know how to spell.
I think the colon is where the uvula is.
Oh, no.
No?
That's the uva. So in Secaucus, New Jersey, what did you do?
What didn't I do? Well, I went to Playlist Live.
Tri-State.
I did a couple meetups. I was on a couple panels. It was an all-around good time.
I loved the room service in the hotel.
I will slay. It was delicioso.
Do you want me to tell you a secret?
What'd you get?
I got brownie sundae from room service.
No, you didn't.
And I didn't share it with you.
No, you didn't.
And the brownies came with caramel.
Stop that.
Yeah, they did.
Stop that, mainly because it's pronounced caramel.
You do not say caramel.
I don't say caramel. I'm not trash. God. No. So we went to Playlist Live Tri-State. It was Seofian. And then we went from there to where?
You went to the set of Paper Towns.
Oh, yeah. I went to North Carolina for the set of Paper Towns, which is also where my sister lives. So I got to hang out with her for a little bit.
You saw her?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, I did see her.
What else did you do there?
What else did
Can you tell us anything about the Paper Towns set, or is it all top secret?
It's bottom secret. But I visited the set. It was a lot of fun. I went with, who all was there? Gen X Pen, Troye Sivan, Makeup by Mandy.
All of the tubers.
Hannah Hart came. Yeah, it was fun. And we got to visit the set. We got to meet some of the cast. And I've already met Nat Wolff from when he did Fault in Our Stars. So we were basically reunited, which was pleasant and lovely.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Yeah. We got to watch them record one of the scenes, one of the most important scenes. You know? The scenes where the...
Don't spoil
the scenes... First of all, it's a book, so you should read the book.
I did read the book.
Thank you. You know the scenes in movies where they say the name of the movie?
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite versions of that?
Oh, in Scream, anytime someone screams. I didn't think I was going to go there, and I went there.
I love in Scream 4 when somebody screams four times in a row.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When she throws herself through the table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's the best scene. Well, no. You know my favorite scene in Scream 4.
No, I don't.
Where she says...
That's,
I don't want
that's
friends.
That's the same
I
scene.
I want fans.
It's the same scene.
When we saw that, I think we've already talked about this in a podcast, but when we saw that, I was with all my friends, and all of them looked at me when she said that line. I don't want friends. I want fans. And I was like, hi, that's not me.
Well, it isn't you. You're right. Truth be told.
Truths be told.
So they said Paper Towns in the scene.
Yeah.
They were like, check out all of these Paper Towns.
And someone goes, what? And he explains what a Paper Town is. I was like...
I remember that part of the book.
Yeah.
It was good. When did the movie come out?
Sometime.
In the summer?
Yeah, sure.
Summer of 2015.
Who even knows?
But
it was really fun. We got to go. We hung out with the cast. We had lunch. We went out to dinner. We explored North Carolina. It was lovely. It was beautiful.
You were only there for 2 days, and then you went home for the turkey.
Correctamundo. And Troy Sivan, my good friend
How was his American Thanksgiving?
It was great. My good friend Travis Sivan came, and we visited Thanksgiving dinner.
Did he get manicotti?
Yes.
No, was there?
No, there was not manicotti.
Okay, the next time we're in Michigan, if I don't get
I am going to make you the manicotti.
I want it.
I will.
You heard it here first.
I'm so...
Don't make me call Queen Jackie and demand it.
Okay.
You know, later this month, I'll be home for 12 days.
Are you going to come see my mom?
I'm in Michigan
I will
for
say, she was
days.
A little annoyed that you didn't come visit
for Thanksgiving?
Her. Yeah.
She loves hymns.
Hymns, hers, does. No, we went home for Thanksgiving. What else do we do? My Thanksgiving tradition
with
is,
your
is I what
with your family or with your friends?
With no, neither. Well, I guess my family with my nephew. My nephew and I always go see the Thanksgiving blockbuster that year.
You saw a movie without me.
Yes, I saw Big Hero 6.
Oh, I had already seen it.
And I cried. Sometimes I have these moods where I know when I'm going into a movie that I'm just going to cry the entire movie, even if it's not sad, even if it's like...
Did your nephew cry?
No, he kept looking at me and goes, "What's wrong, Uncle Ty?" I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
I got the feels. Wait, just you and him?
No. Well, it was me and my nephew and my brother Travis and Troy.
Oh.
But usually it's me and...
your nephew.
Aiden, yeah. But the four of us went and I was sobbing. I was gross, and mainly because the older brother in the movie is really hot.
I told you about this.
God.
You were warned.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
To Tamagotchi. What was his name?
Oh, my God. That's offensive.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
It
was something, like, started with a T.
It was like Hayachi.
To...
I don't know.
Older
I'm sorry.
Brother, Big Hero 6.
That was genuinely my brain thought
Tadashi,
that...
Tadashi.
Okay, so don't tell
Tamagotchi.
Me I was offensive when I was pretty much on the head.
Here I am.
That's like when people call me Cody and I don't correct them.
Okay, well, I've Googled Older Brother, Big Hero 6, hot with Google Image Search, and the results are in. Yum.com. He is hot. I can confirm.
I know. I told you that. I want to wear his hat around.
Well, I've now searched something inappropriate, and I am finding all the results I want. Okay, we'll save that for later.
you bookmarked it?
Hashtag bookmarked that Google image search.
Whoa.
Hashtag bookmarked?
No, that's an awful hashtag.
Okay, sure. Hashtag hot Tamagotchi.
No. They're never going to spell that
did
right.
Did you ever have a Tamagotchi?
I did.
Did you
I
ever
did.
Have a Pokemon? Oh, the Pokemon?
No.
The
I had
Pikachu
nothing
version?
Pokemon. I had nothing Pokemon.
Okay, well, no need to get angry.
I didn't have a Digipet either because Tamagotchis were
Digimon,
where it was.
Digital monsters, Digimon are the champions?
Wait, I said a Digipet maybe. I don't know.
You said Digimon.
I just know that you had. It was hard to keep those things alive while you were in school.
Oh, no. You just.
Teachers
like,
always.
You wiggle it just a little bit. I'm doing it right now.
Teachers were always taking the Tamagotchi, and you couldn't even clean up its mess.
It's mess. Messy.
My
messy
Tamagotchi
boy.
Made, and I tried to clean it up.
So we're getting back to poop.
It's the poop season.
Got it.
What did you do after Thanksgiving?
What did I do after Thanksgiving?
Oh, we went
well,
to
well,
Miami.
I didn't even talk about Thanksgiving yet. I didn't even talk about Thanksgiving yet.
You we just went... don't want me to talk about Miami.
Troy had his first Thanksgiving meal. He loved it.
Was
my
he
family
a stuffed
was,
boy?
He loved the stuffing. He loved. He was very skeptical of the can of cranberry.
You know I love a good cranberry mold.
Oh, my God. He was like, "What is that?" And I said, "It's heaven, sugar plum."
Wait, so they don't even, like, they don't do a Thanksgiving at all in Australia?
No, dude.
So and did then, he have, he had never had stuffing?
No, dude. I don't think so.
Do they have stovetop in Australia?
Just listen. He had nothing. Australians have nothing.
I have nothing.
You know what they
nothing.
Do have? You
that's
know what they
Whitney.
Have? You know what they have? They have Psychobabble.
They do.
They can go on the Australian version of iTunes and subscribe for free. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, they should be thankful for that.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell your story about Troy eating the turkey?
No. But what else did we do while we were home? We went to Thanksgiving, which is the annual gathering. Sorry, I'm playing with my cup, and Corey goes, "Stop it!"
I can hear it.
Can you hear it in the thing?
Can loud and clear. Jingle jangle.
Okay, literally calm down. We went to Thanksgiving, and we all gave Thans, and he met all my friends, which was fun. And what else happened? I guess that's it. And then we went to Miami. We went to Miami, what?
Now we're ready.
We're in Miami.
Stitch. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was so funny in Miami. It was, I've never seen Lilo and Stitch, but I made so many Lilo.
You've never seen Lilo and Stitch?
No.
Oh, my God. What an iconic film.
Then I was trying to tweet about it, and I wanted to make sure my information was accurate. So I did go to the Lilo and Stitch
Disneypedia?
No, Wikipedia.
Disneypedia.
I didn't know that he was an alien.
I don't need to hear that.
I didn't
know. Yeah, Stitch is an alien.
It was like set in the future?
No, dude. It's, there's an alien invasion in Hawaii.
Was it the real Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay, so I
Lilo
tweeted,
lives there.
I'm in Miami, Stitch. And like, that's what Lilo would say to Stitch whenever she's in Miami. Whenever she lives the Big Island.
The sequel?
They did make a sequel.
No.
And there was a Disney show spinoff. I learned all this from the Wikipedia page.
Okay. Disneypedia.
So what you're saying is I was so funny I had you in Lilo and Stitches.
I hate you so much. What did we do in Miami? We got those sandwiches.
Oh, we actually did Miami. So
we did.
When we travel, sometimes we don't leave the hotel room.
A.K.A. when we went to New Jersey for playlists.
So, like, sometimes if you're very, like, busy when you're traveling, you don't get a whole lot of opportunity to actually see the city.
But when we were in Miami, we were there for, like, a good solid maybe 60 hours. 60 hours. That's enough time to go get the local sandwich.
So we heard all about eating Cuban food in Miami, and mm-hmm. we were like, I guess we better do it right, and we better Yelp it and see where to go.
Yep.
I will say I have thought about that Cuban meal twice.
It was good.
Since eating it.
Twice?
I want it again.
We can do that.
I just had beans and rice and meats and plantains. You, it was delish.
Did you bite the foodie?
Are you the foodie?
No, I'm a fast foodie.
I didn't bite you.
Would you consider yourself a foodie?
No, but I consider myself an eater.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like, so we got Cuban sandwiches. They were delicious.
You liked it because it had a lot of pickle.
I love a pickle.
And then you had like two sandwiches that day.
When in Miami. No, two sandwiches that meal.
I just loved going to Miami right after Thanksgiving to show off my beautiful beach bod.
Okay, well, you didn't go to a beach, so.
Whoa. Miami is a beach.
Nor do you have a
Think
bod.
Think of that.
You're just a floating aura. You don't even have a body.
Well, somebody once told my mom that I have a beautiful aura.
What if this has all been an illusion, and we're just two floating auras. Like the Lady Gaga song, Aura. Available on Art Pop.
Available.
Yes, get there. Go there. Yes,
you're
slay
welcome.
Me.
You're welcome.
Okay, cool.
What else did we do in Miami?
Well, we went to the New Now Next Awards.
Oh, yes.
Darren Criss was hosting it, so it was great to catch up with him.
It's very weird that they invited you to that, considering you're not new now or next.
I was then. I never was.
You're now and then featuring Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my God.
And Christina Ricci.
Yes.
So what did you do at the New Now Next Awards?
Well, Hannah Hart and I presented the award for Social Influencer of the Year.
And then
to my good friend Travis Savone.
you presented on the water of a pool, and
yeah,
I wanted you to cannonball. It would have been such good ratings.
I mean, it would have been good promo. But no, Hannah and I. So basically, it's an outdoor event at a hotel. So it was like it was cute. It was well done. But the whole night, it was like kind of sprinkling. And so Hannah and I were getting prepared to go out and present our award. And Darren Criss introduces us. And then as we're stepping out onto the platform, it starts
the
to
clouds
rain.
Open up. Rain just to pour in.
It starts to rain. And Hannah looks at me like, is this happening? And I'm like, girl, my hair is deflating. It's happening.
It was
naggle.
Not a good look.
Not a good look.
So you guys did it. You powered through the rain.
Yeah.
I sat poolside and watched.
Who did we hang out with while we were there?
Everybody. Betty Who.
Betty Who. She performed with Lance Bass. So we got to see Lance.
Yes. She won the award for like best new female artist.
Yes.
She said when she accepted it, she said baby's first award. It was actually really cute.
It was really cute. It was a heartwarming moment. Mirman. Because I feel like we've been loving her forever. And so to be there while she won the first award, that was really cool. We also hung out with Tyler Glenn
from Neon Trees,
who is so fun. We met him actually at the Out Gala while I was in New York right before.
Thanks. Right before Playlist
right
Tri-State.
I went to the Out Gala, which is the Out 100. They have like a little party. They give awards. I got the Reader's Choice Award. You guys voted me Reader's Choice for the Out 100, which was really cool. I got a brand new glass award. It's really classy looking. But I met Tyler Glenn backstage, and he was like, I like you. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
And so when we were at the New Now Next Awards, we were like, oh my God, we're finally back together like 2 weeks later. So we got to hang out.
He was so much fun.
He's so fun. I love him.
We had a very good dinner with a lot of fun people.
Who else was there? Darren Criss was there.
Darren, Betty, Tyler, Hannah, me, you.
Molly.
Molly.
From
Awkward.
Awkward.
Molly Tarlov.
It was a good little mix of all of our favorite people from the awards.
It was really good, like fun friends.
And my favorite part of dinner.
I would love to hear this. I had so many favorite parts of that dinner.
What was your favorite part of dinner?
I was going to say my favorite part of dinner was the lesbian waitress that was like hitting on Betty Who hardcore, even though she's straight.
Yeah. Well, my favorite part of dinner was when we had the Selena sing-along.
Oh, my God.
We didn't realize it, but we closed down the restaurant. and I looked around and there was nobody else in the restaurant, thankfully, because we had burst into a sing-along to Selena's hit, Dreamin' of You Tonight.
Dreamin' of You.
Which I don't think I have footage of. Darren recorded it.
I know.
He was recording it.
What's he going to do that? Put that up
Darren,
somewhere.
Darren, since I know you're listening, put it up somewhere. I want to see that. But it was a sing-along of all of us singing.
'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight. Till tomorrow.
Thank you, thank you.
It'll be holding me tight.
And there's no way in the world.
Do you think there's a dance remix to that song?
Yeah, there should be.
Oh my god.
Late
at night when
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna put it on my Spotify.
Sleeping.
Listen to it.
You're not gonna find a dance version.
I'm
on
finding
Spotify.
It.
You'll find the original.
No, I'm gonna find a Megamix. Okay, anyway. But it was really fun. New Next Awards was great. And then what else happened in Miami? Bit the booty, then we went home.
Just go blaze right over there. And then we went home. And then we
went and then we came to home, which we had been gone for 2 weeks. It felt so good to get home.
It was very nice.
Do you ever miss home? LA home?
I did this time. Yeah. I was gone for 2 weeks.
I had to pack literally like 4 pairs of shoes, 4 suits, outfits for Miami, Michigan, New York,
to be
New
fair,
Jersey.
You didn't have to pack 4 suits. You chose to.
Listen.
2 suits would have been sufficient.
Well, who knows what fancy things I would have gotten into.
You're not so fancy.
I already know. I like that we both went to immediately get out of that.
I don't want to sing Igloo Azalea.
Igloo Australia?
Then we went on tour.
Oh my god! It was so much fun.
I'm exhausted.
Honestly, I'm a little bit tuckered out.
Yeah. That's funny that a sleepover could tucker you out so
much. I know.
Much.
But obviously the best part is meeting all of you guys. So I'm so thankful that you guys came to the tour. Hopefully more tour dates soon. Stick around for that.
I saw so many cute onesies.
Yeah.
And we wore cute onesies.
What were some of your favorite onesies? I saw an Olaf onesie.
I saw an Eeyore.
Oh, my God, yes. I saw a carrot onesie, obviously. We got to have new onesies. That was fun.
Yeah. It's always nice to have a new onesie.
Obviously.
That's all I wore for 7 days and 7 nights.
That is the preferred way to live.
A onesie.
A onesie.
And now we're back.
What else has been happening? Oh, before tour, I did Trevor Live again, which was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
The Trevor Project, which is the leading national organization for crisis and suicide prevention. We support them every year for my birthday fundraiser, but I was an intern for them back in the day, and this was my 4th year, I believe, doing the red carpet for them for their annual benefit, Trevor Live. It was so fun.
I completely forgot about it because we left straight from Trevor Live to go to the tour.
I know. Literally, what had happened was we did the red carpet. We went inside, I presented an award, and then we had to leave immediately to get on a flight to go on tour.
I will say I was sad I didn't get to stay for the whole thing.
Jennifer Coolidge hosted it. You know, she's iconic. She's my fave.
I know.
She was so funny.
Stifler's mom.
She is hilarious. No, but the red carpet is always fun. Always great to be reunited with Darren Criss.
All of the
2 times in 1 week. Nothing better.
Just been being stalked by him.
I mean, the tables have turned.
You heard it. You heard it here first.
He's stalking me. You know what? He's stalking me. Get him away.
Stop listening.
Hashtag get Darren away from me.
No, I don't like that.
No? Okay.
I got distracted and
we haven't had a single hashtag.
This whole round?
Yeah.
I thought it was something about Bite the Booty Part 2.
No. I'm in Miami Stitch?
Yes.
Hashtag I'm in Miami Stitch.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first.
And then what else? I guess I can talk about it now. YouTube Rewind happened. That happened a long time ago, but it finally came out.
Yeah.
I was...
on tour.
No.
When it came out.
Yeah, actually. But no, I was... the character I was from... what's it called? What's that Katy Perry song?
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse, yes. It was a lot of fun. What's it called? YouTube Rewind is always a lot of fun to go film because you never know who you're going to run into.
Yeah.
And it's a full day of running into the most random YouTubers and Viners.
You know who we didn't run into that day.
Who didn't we run into?
Katie.
Ugh, so rude.
You were very sweaty that day.
How dare you? I was in like a 3-piece suit.
Dancing.
It was like all clear.
Do you still know the routine?
Could you do
God, it? No. And I didn't even know it then.
Could you do it again?
You can tell I didn't even know it.
Is that the puppet, too?
Yeah, that was basically the puppet. Thanks, Mom.
You can teach her a thing or two now.
So all of that has happened. What's next? What do we got coming up?
Anything? We are literally going home to Michigan in 2 days.
I am so excited.
I am so excited.
I'm going to relax.
We're going to see our college friends.
Yay!
And we're going to play games.
Cool.
What were you going to say? No, I stopped thinking because you were...
No, I was giving you a look because what's that email thread we're in with all of our friends from home?
They're talking about setting up the Christmas party for this weekend.
I haven't opened a single one of those emails.
I know. I responded for both of us and said, we're both confirmed. And they were like, thank you.
No, what's the email thread called? Something about solstice.
Winter solstice.
What is the winter solstice?
I don't know. It's Mark trying to be funny.
Have you ever worshipped the moon?
Pagan winter solstice orgy.
Hey.
That's the name of the email thread.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we going to...
I guess Mark is funny.
Are we going to do that?
No, I'm not.
Remember the last time we were home and we were like, let's go to the gay bar. And then we went and we were like, we have outgrown this gay bar.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, remember last Christmas when we played Celebrity with these people and we just kept drinking. And
that was so fun.
We made the round. So Celebrity is a game that you play and it starts out where you can say a little, you can say anything, then you can say like one word, then you have to act. And then for some reason we just created a fourth round where you could only make noises to try to describe the word.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I had gone that night.
You were drunk.
I must have been Dubai.
Well, I'm glad we had a sleepover then.
Did we?
Do you remember anything?
I remember nothing.
Yeah, we played that game. We had a very fun time. Hmm. I wonder if Mark and Amanda are going to bring their dog.
Oh, God. In Jesus' name, I pray.
You know they're listening, by the way.
Hey, Mark and Amanda, I would much rather pet your dog than hang out with you. So please bring your dog.
Oh.
I love you, but Lord knows I prefer dogs to humans.
Lord knows.
Lord knows.
You want me to get you a dog for Christmas?
No. So I guess we've been kind of busy, Cor.
So busy. I'm just ready to go home and relax for the holidays.
Let's chill. What have you guys been up to? Let us know. Corey, how can they let you know?
Tweet at me.
I actually do want to know what you guys have been up to because I feel like we're so on the go and I'm always like, this is what I'm doing. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. But like, what have you guys been up to? What has been the highlight of your December or your winter season, perhaps?
Yeah.
Let us know on Twitter, Corey Cool and Tyler Oakley. And you can find us everywhere on the internet. Same names, you know.
Same names.
Okay, so you heard me talk about it at the beginning of the episode, but I want to bring it back up again. You are going to be hearing me talk about this survey a couple of times until we get enough responses. Go do the survey right now. If you go to psychobabblesurvey.com, you can take a couple of minutes to let us know all the things you love about the podcast, the things that you would want to change about the podcast, who you want to hear as a special guest on the podcast, episodes that you would love us to do. I just want to basically know a little bit more about you and about what you think of the podcast. And if you've been listening for all the episodes so far, I appreciate it so much, but you have been hearing so much about us, I want to hear more about you. So take a couple minutes, go to psychobabblesurvey.com, and like I said, we just want to know what you love, what you want changed, and how we can make the podcast as good as possible. So go do the survey, psychobabblesurvey.com. You can do it anonymously. I'm not going to call you out or drag you if you hate it, but I just want to know what you think. And if you want to keep it free, this is a good way for us to help make it free. So go take the survey. I love you forever if you do. Tweet me like a little the results page if you do so I can give love to people that do it. And tweet it at Tyler Oakley, and I'm going to give love to anybody that takes a survey and sends me a little screenshot. Okay, thanks, y'all. And if you want to subscribe to Psychobabble, how can they subscribe, Cor?
You go to iTunes, and you find Psychobabble.
You know.
And then you click subscribe, and it's 100% free.
Yeah, but you can go to iTunes.com/Psychobabble.
Yeah.
That's the easiest link ever. And it'll pop up in your little iTunes.
And it'll be like, hi, you're here. Like,
hey,
subscribe.
Hello.
I'm here.
I'm here. Subscribe.
So, yes, that's it.
P.S. Wait, no. So we're dangerously close to 3,000 reviews on iTunes. I think we can pass that with this episode.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. If you haven't left a review yet, go leave a review. Make sure it's cute. And maybe include a hashtag. Okay, cool. But until next time, have a good life. Corey, I will see you in Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not on the same flight, but I will see you there.
Okay, please come over. My mom misses you.
I'm not coming unless there's a manicotti.
Done. Deal. Bye.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.